Well, for the Western Bulldogs, they've been really, really specific during this trade period. They knew exactly what they wanted. They wanted a big key forward, and they went and got that in Josh Bruce, and he joined me on the show yesterday. They wanted a big key defender, and they went and got that in Alex Keith as well, and it's fantastic to have him join us this afternoon here on SEN Now as a Western Bulldog. Alex, thanks for your time.
Nah, thanks for having me, guys. Cheers.
It got a little bit hairy towards the back end of that deadline day. Were you starting to get a bit concerned?
A little bit nervous, but I think I was pretty confident that something would get done. It was probably just towards the end there a little bit. I was watching the broadcast and sort of see the time counting down, and you get a little bit nervous. But very happy now I'm at the Dogs.
Just take us into what that was like for you on that last day. Is it all done through your manager? Is it done in consultation? Do you hear from the Bulldogs or for the Crows? How does it all happen?
Yeah, mainly through the manager. A little bit of communication from the clubs, but it's sort of over to my manager, Neil, who did a great job. And, he was very good at sort of just keeping me in the loop when there was some information or something that he needed to let me know. So all went pretty smoothly, and as I said, just very happy to have the trade done.
The deal that landed in the end was Alex and a future third round pick to the Bulldogs in exchange for pick 45 and a future second round going back to the Adelaide Crows. The dialogue with the Bulldogs, Alex, when the conversations first started to happen and there was interest from them, what appealed to you about the Western Bulldogs?
It was definitely in those early conversations with Luke and Sam and the rest of the team, sort of, feeling that I'd be a good fit, and they saw me, making a difference in their side, and also the personal nature of Luke and how good he is with relationships. That was certainly the feel that I got in the early stages. So it made it a pretty easy decision in the end.
Was it always the Bulldogs? Was there interest elsewhere, or had you made your mind up pretty quickly that that's where you wanted to be?
Yeah, there was a little bit of other interest, but it became pretty clear that the Bulldogs was going to be the best fit. And with their young and talented list, it's I'm very grateful that a club in that position sort of sees me adding to them with a little bit of experience and things like that. So. As I said, very happy.
And that role that they want you to play, deep in defence?
Yeah, I think so. I think I play best as a key defender, where I can also have the opportunity to come off and intercept, and I think help my teammates out. So I think they've got some good defenders that have that those attributes as well. So. Hopefully building some chemistry and synergy with those guys.
Alex, just take us back to the start of the trade period, if you can. There was a story that had started to emerge about the way that your body was and a stress fracture in your leg and some surgery that might need to go on there. What's the latest with that? Is that accurate? Do you need to have some surgery?
I've already had surgery.
Yep.
I did see the story in the paper, and it was what it was. There was written, but the truth is, I was an Adelaide contracted player, so under no circumstances would anyone other than Adelaide be putting me in for surgery. So it was completely Adelaide's decision, and I'm really glad that I got it done. I had a bit of soreness in my lower leg towards the end of the season, so. Needed to get something done there, and great time of year at the end of the season to have hopefully a smooth run into next season, and build up slowly.
Will it delay much of your pre-season?
In terms of full training, I probably won't be up and going fully until after Christmas. But you look at the the other side of things. Had I not had things done, and there's a chance that things could have, the soreness and things could have lingered. So I think it was a great decision by all parties involved, and it was, the best thing to do for me.
Alex Keith joining us here on SEN. Part of, you've been an interesting case to follow in the last few weeks, Alex, and I know that you do keep across things. There was a point there where the Gold Coast had started to express an interest and say, well, if they can't facilitate a deal to the Bulldogs, we're interested. Had it got to a point where you'd consider that and had that conversation with them?
No, I'm not aware of any interest whatsoever from the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was mainly because how confident you were that a deal would get done?
No, just because, yeah, I hadn't heard from my manager that that was, you know, even a possibility. And they, as far as I know, hadn't, you know, made any contact with my manager. So, yeah, I think, you know, obviously when a trade's waiting to be played out, there's different bits and pieces going on. But, yeah, I think I was, we were very confident something would get done. And Sam Power and his team did a great job in sort of making sure that it went through. So, yeah, I'm so happy to be there. And, yeah, I went into the club today and, you know, met a few people and a few of the players. So, yeah, very happy.
It's a bit closer to Shepparton now too, isn't it?
yeah, a bit closer to home. So, yeah, it'd be nice to move back to Melbourne as well. I've, you know, got a bit of family here and also in country Victoria. So it'd be nice to see a bit more of them, although, you know, we did love living in Adelaide. So it's an exciting move for me and my partner, Laura. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Just talk to us about your time at the Adelaide Crows. I mean, obviously it's a new club and you're looking at what's coming up for next year. But to go from making the switch back to footy as you did and then to work your way into that Adelaide team, just talk us through what that journey was like for you.
Firstly, just a great opportunity that Adelaide gave me. I originally moved to Adelaide with the hope of rekindling a floundering sort of career, and that certainly I had a good crack at it, but it didn't come to fruition, unfortunately. And then through the Category B rookie rule, I was very lucky to have some interest, and Adelaide were accommodating with my cricket ambitions as well. So started off doing some training, and got back into the swing of things, which was a bit daunting, I guess, training alongside AFL players. There was, a few ups and downs along the way, but, they were very, very supportive in my development and important in those initial years coming back. And, now I've had, a good 4 years of full commitment to the AFL system and been able to develop slowly over those years, and hope I've got some, plenty of development left in me yet.
But some, and I think it would be fair to say, wouldn't it, some challenging times at the club in the last couple of years for the club and for everyone involved?
Yeah, there has been, There's no shying away from that. And I think probably the key thing was, making that grand final in 17 and being red-hot favourites. And I guess with that comes from some expectation in the following years. And we were all very disappointed that we couldn't, meet those expectations. And, with that comes some pressure. So I think the Crows are in a great place now. Obviously, we're rejuvenating with some young players. And, I think, if I link that to, my journey, I think it was a good move for all parties, where Adelaide are obviously looking to get a bit younger. And, as I said, I really hope I can, and the Bulldogs think I can add something to their group. So, as I said, they're very happy to make the move.
Have the Bulldogs given you a number yet? Are you allowed to tell us?
I don't know. I'd let you know if I knew. Yeah.
Are you fussy on the number? Because some people are just like Eddie went back to Carlton and it had to be number 19. Are you as fussed?
No, I'm not too fussed. I guess it will depend on what's available, and we'll see what happens. Not a big deal, not a big issue for me.
So you said you were down at the club today. What does the next couple of weeks the next, I guess, 6 to 8 weeks look like for you? You've got to obviously go home and pack up and move and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. So just getting things organised for the move. It's probably been a bit more of an impact on my partner than on my girlfriend Laura than anything. So supportive, but they also have to, move on from their job and, shift over and follow me. So, very, very grateful for her, but we'll just be packing up, getting organised for the move, and Obviously, really focused on my rehab and recovery. Making sure that I'm sort of ticking off the milestones along the way. Sort of 4 months post, 4 weeks.
Yep.
Post surgery now, and just keep knocking over those goals as I go along.
Well, you've still got a long time to go in that career, so get that body right, and you'll look fantastic in the Bulldogs colours next year, Alex. Thanks for joining us today, and all the best for 2020.
Oh, thanks very much. Appreciate it.